going to stop.
You're with John Pillman on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
7:02 drive, it's 14 minutes past four. Some children have to learn to survive far too early, but survival isn't enough. At Girls and Boys Town, vulnerable children learn to thrive and live with the hope of a brighter future. Their mission is to create safe spaces where children heal from trauma, rediscover who they are, and learn to dream again. Thanks to the Dis-Chem Foundation, we're chatting to Girls and Boys Town South Africa today to learn what it truly takes to restore a child's spirit. Let's welcome two guests then into the studio for this really important conversation. Khanya Mutapo is National Fundraising and Resource Mobilization Officer at Girls and Boys Town South Africa. Mr. Mutapo, welcome. Thanks for joining us on 702.
Thanks, Daddy John. Thanks for having me.
Joining us, as she regularly does, when we talk about the work in and around the Dis-Chem Foundation, Jacqueline Kahlberg from the Foundation. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, John.
So let's start with you, Jacqueline, and ask you this. I mean, why are you focusing and presumably supporting the work of Girls and Boys Town?
Girls and Boys Town have been around for such a very long time, and I remember them well when I was very young and always found it so heartbreaking. You know, in those early days, there weren't as many facilities. And so you knew and you heard about Girls and Boys Town and you wanted to reach out. And now there's so much going on. And they're still, after all these years, consistently doing the amazing work that they've always done. They rehabilitate. They give the children a safe place. And it's special. It's special work. And they help these kids into brighter futures.
Yes.
They give them hope. And because they don't necessarily or haven't had decent home lives, which is why they've been removed for whatever reason, they're now put into a situation where they can find a way forward.
So I went to Boys Town because it was Boys Town then. For the first time in my life, I was probably about 10, so that would make it 1969. And I only went there because my brother's school had an annual rugby match against Boys Town. So I tagged along and visited the place. But let's talk about the here and now and bring Khanya Mutapo into the conversation. What do you do differently? I mean, there are many organizations that look to remedy the lives of children who've had a very rough start. But your approach presumably is one you've honed over many years. What's particular about it?
Thanks, John. And firstly, we'd like to give our gratitude to the Dis-Chem Foundation, you know, for making this opportunity a possibility. We really appreciate that. Now, coming back to your question, the children are placed at our facilities through the children's court. And what we usually do, we secure their safety and make sure that, you know, they are able to live their lives. So we are working holistically with their friends and families, be it is their foster or families, so that, you know, we can be able to identify what challenges are they facing. And then we are strengthening those families so that they can overcome those challenges. And we don't just provide a safety for them. We just provide a place where they can nurture, where they can, you know, we can rebuild their identity and continue to give them the tools that they need so that they can reimagine their future just beyond pain and trauma.
I'm sure for each child and even groups of kids, Khanya, it's a windy road. I would think that they make progress, they encounter difficulties, memory kicks in, present difficulties surface, you know, and that's how we all grew up, but they've got particular challenges. How do you measure when you've made progress and when you can, not with complete confidence, but fairly surely say, this young boy, this young girl is actually on the road? What's the sign, if there is a single one?
Yeah, so we have the children who come to our facilities, they have different challenges stemming from educational deficiency, stemming from unable to read or write.
Right.
So what we do, we track every little progress that they do. And more so, once they disengage at Girls and Boys Town, we have a partnership with the University of Johannesburg, the social department, and we have what we call the Growth Beyond the Town Longitudinal Study. So they keep track up to 7 years of all the care leavers. So that's how we keep track of how they are doing out there once they leave Girls and Boys Town.
Wow, that's a significant timeline. By the way, if Girls and Boys Town was part of your life, do give us a call. And if you've got stories to share, we'd love to hear them. 072 702 1702. Jacqueline Kohlberg, just finally, and coming back to you. So a big thing about the Dis-Chem Foundation is it's not just you, it's all the people who are involved in as your customers, as part of the Dis-Chem family. I mean, how can they support the work that you at the foundation and Girls and Boys Town in this instance are trying to do?
Well, every time they swipe their benefit cards, they certainly are assisting with all the work that we do. As you know, percentage goes into the Dis-Chem Foundation or on all legible purchases. And that's how we're able to assist the communities we do. I must just say, if I may quickly, John, we've just put together a beautiful partnership with Hisense. And they've gifted us a whole lot of washing machines.
Oh, fabulous.
And we'd like to gift two of those 18-litre top-loader Hisense washing machines from the Dis-Chem Foundation and Hisense to your two facilities in Cape Town.
Sure.
And on top of that, we'd like to give you health and hygiene products for your kids in your facilities, and we'll discuss that after.
Wow, that will come in handy, that is one, because obviously, because the youth are staying with us, we've got laundry and so on. So these machines will come in handy.
Loads of laundry.
Lots of laundry. If you're talking healthy kids on the road to a better life, I can imagine they are generating, as they play and enjoy themselves and grow as young people, the laundry needs, I suspect, are spectacular. Thank you, and best of luck to you in the work that you and your colleagues do. And, of course, Jacqueline Kohlberg, regularly with us from the Dis-Chem Foundation. We'll talk again about one of your other partnerships on another occasion. But let me say this. Thank you to the amazing members of the Dis-Chem and Dis-Chem Baby City Benefit Program. Every swipe of your Dis-Chem or Baby City Benefit card helps support the incredible work of the Dis-Chem Foundation. Now, if you're not a member, visit dischem.co.za to find out how you can join the Dis-Chem and Dis-Chem Baby City Benefit Program. Remember, every swipe counts.
702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja.